Great to be joined by Wayne Wallingford, and he's the 27th District Senator from Cape Girardeau, and we might as well not dodge the elephant in the room. Going to talk about what Wayne was working on this week, certainly, but with the news on Friday that Governor Eric Greitens was indicted, wanted to certainly ask Senator Wallingford about that, and I know you've already kind of done some studying, Wayne, but what was kind of your initial reaction when you heard about that?
Well, I was totally surprised. While we were in the legislature and we went a little bit longer than we normally do on a Thursday, I was already to St. Louis on my way home to Cape Girardeau when I received a text message saying that the governor had been indicted. And I'll tell you, my heart just sank for him and certainly his wife and children. Our prayers should go out to him. Obviously, it's, in the court of law, you're innocent until proven guilty. But, it's unfortunate that, the state of Missouri is going to have to, sit through this to find out, well, what's the recourse? Is he guilty? Is he innocent? And so we'll just have to wait for the court proceedings to, work themselves out through that. But in the meantime, we certainly want to keep, the Greitens family in our prayers.
As always, you've already done some research on this, and you already let me know that in the next step, of course, and the next question that comes to mind is, should the legislature proceed with an article of impeachment? And you said that actually comes just from the House.
Yes, and of course, I haven't been faced with this ever before, so it was new to me. I thought I better do a little bit of research and see what the process and procedures are, because I initially thought, well, obviously as a senator, I'm going to be involved in this, and I will in a roundabout way if the House proceeds with impeachment workings, because it's only the House of Representatives that would vote on impeachment. The Senate does not. If the House does recommend impeachment for the governor, then it would go to the Senate not to approve that or vote for it as well, but only to pick out seven judges that would sit on a court of law to hear the case. So that's the Senate's only involvement, and the House would have to, decide if they want to go through the proceedings of an impeachment process or not.
Wayne, let's get back down to some of the work that you did this past week. You worked on an opioid bill.
Yes, we had Senate Bill 826, and it modifies provisions relating to pharmacy, including drug disposal and prescription limitations for controlled substances. And I don't think any of your listeners can open up a newspaper or a magazine or turn on the nightly news to find out there's more information on opioid crisis across the entire nation. It's not just in Missouri, it's in every state in this nation. And it's pretty serious. In fact, in 2012, doctors prescribed enough opioid prescriptions for every adult to have their own supply for an entire month. And that's kind of significant because long-term use increases after the third or fifth day of taking a prescription. That's not a very long time. Again, between the third and fifth day of taking a prescription, and if you have a whole month's worth, you can see how that's really going to affect it. So we're trying to address that. And also something I found out very interesting, that 12 states had recorded more prescriptions for painkillers than there actually were people in that state. And 25% of the people who are prescribed an opioid drug end up misusing it. So that's pretty significant, over a quarter of them. 2 million Americans are estimated to be addicted to opioids. And in Missouri alone in 2016, 908 Missourians died because of an opioid overdose. So maybe a lot of your listeners know somebody in the neighborhood or even a relative that, was affected by that in some way or another. And then finally, 80% of heroin addicts turn to it after previously misusing prescription painkillers. So you can see it's pretty serious, the information that backs up why we need to do something about it. So Senate Bill 826 deals with drug disposal. 61% of patients with leftover opioids intend to save them for future use. And I understand that. We're all concerned and say, gee, I didn't use them all. but maybe I'll need one. I don't want to run to the doctor and get a new prescription. I'll just save this just in case. But, you know, they can start abusing it, or someone in the house gets a hold of it and maybe abuses it. So this bill makes it possible for the safe disposal of medicines and drugs. And pharmacies are now going to be allowed to house kiosks for the collection of unused pharmacies that they can collect there. And also, Senate Bill 826 kind of talks about prescription length that would limit the initial prescription of opioids to more than a 7-day supply. And if you remember, I earlier said after the third or fifth day, you know, you can increase sharply, you know, the addiction to that. So by limiting use to no more than a 7-day supply for the treatment of acute pain, that would go a long way. Now, just to let your listeners know, that would not affect patients suffering from chronic pain, would not affect anyone ongoing treatment for cancer, receiving hospice or palliative care in long-term facilities. Those are a different category of people, and so they won't be affected by that. And, you know, 23 other states already have some type of limit or guidance to requiring related to opioid prescribing. So, you know, the states are kind of waking up, not quite half yet, but I think others will. So anyway, the bill, I think, goes a long way to allow people who are truly in pain to get the help they need, but also help keep people safe from falling into that trap of opioid addiction, because no one sets out to do that intentionally. In fact, probably most people are concerned that that might happen. But once it does, then it's hard to backtrack from that. So I think Senate Bill 826 will go a long way to, you know, facing and doing something about our opioid epidemic in this country.
Probably never thought you'd be dealing with that issue when you first got into politics.
No, I never did, because, you know, I was in the Air Force for 25 years and, you know, an aviator, and well, they don't want anyone on any kind you know, drug. And so if you take drugs for pain, you couldn't fly. You're called DNIF status, duty not to include flying. And then just to make sure no one was abusing it, you had random drug tests. So for 25 years, I was in a pretty safe environment, and but have since then found out that things have changed quite a bit on the outside world.
Yeah, sure have. Wayne, thanks for your time once again. We always appreciate it.
You're entirely welcome.
27th District Senator Wayne Wallingford from Cape Girardeau joining us on this legislative interview on regional radio.